The Ray D'Arcy Show on RTE Radio 1 with All Care Pharmacy. Expert advice to keep the whole family healthy at All Care, the largest Irish-owned pharmacy brand.
I just noticed there that we haven't got the theme tune. We should have the theme tune, at least. We'll have to get that. On this day exactly 30 years ago, Fair City was broadcast for the first time on RTE1. It celebrates its 30th birthday tonight with an hour-long special. And there's a familiar face returning. The last we saw of Ciarán Holloway, who had captured Katie for over a year, was that he jumped off a pier and into the sea. And we thought he was gone forever. He was considered missing or dead. Well, Ciarán's back in Carrickstown. You might have seen the promos of him skulking around the streets with his hoodie up. And Ciarán, of course, is played by Johnny Ward, who joins me in studio. And we're hoping that Katie, played by Amelia Stewart, will join us as well.
But if I let her out of the box. If I let her. Ray, how are you?
Good to see you, Johnny.
Good to see you. As always.
Yeah. So just remind people, because it was the longest running storyline, I think.
In soap history.
How long had you kidnapped her for?
Do you know what? Originally, it was supposed to be something like 8 months, but then they saw that the viewings were going up and people kind of became, you know, they were annoyed by it. And then a lot of people became obsessed by it, and then an awful lot of people that didn't even watch Fair City started watching. It was like, is that girl out of the box? But then they saw it, and then like the viewings were going up. And one said this was like the US election, and it was trending above the US election with like Trump being president and all, which is great. So they extended it to a year and a half, and then people got annoyed. They signed a petition to get the poor girl out of the box.
Get Katie out of the box.
There were songs done from different radio stations and stuff, and then it finished. And then how it finished was I got stabbed in the back, literally, by Katie, because I tried to kill her brother. And then the two of us were trying to go somewhere else, and she took me to a pier. I jumped in the sea, but we didn't know whether it was from his injury or whether he died. And I remember going up after the day afterwards and saying, listen, this is my last day, so am I alive or am I dead? And I asked Bridgie DeCourcy that. He said a Fair City, and she was like, well, look, we don't know. We really don't know. And if I'm honest with you, Ray, I thought I was gone. And I was like, okay, look, this is great. It gives me a chance to do other things and stuff like that. And then March, literally 2 days before the final of Dancing with the Stars, my agent rang and said, listen, how would you feel about going into Fair City? I was like, am I not dead?
Yeah.
They were like, no, because I remember just watching it. And this is about 4 or 5 months after, you know, I thought that I was dead. And Tessa, who's my sister, played by Mary Lou, I was like, hold on a second, this girl, she defeats the whole purpose as to why I kidnapped Katie. Because the reason why I kidnapped Katie was because I thought my sister was dead.
But she's alive.
She's alive. So
very complicated, you know, isn't it? It's very complicated.
And the reason why he joined, you know, Carrickstown, because he thought his sister was dead because of a guy called Emmett who had cheated on her and, you know, was playing mind games with her.
Emmett was Katie's brother. Yes,
and he thought that because of this guy, Emmett, you know, he was like, all right, this Emmett guy's in Egypt and he's the reason why my sister killed herself. And he's also, the mum and dad then died as well. So he was the only one. So out of revenge, he kidnapped Emmett's sister, Katie.
But then
also like really lovely to the family, became Emmett's best friend, lived another life, was seeing Farah, was going to have a baby with her, and then it all just came to a climax.
Psychopath.
Yeah, so pretty much.
And then oddly, which often happens, Katie suffered from or experienced Stockholm syndrome.
Yeah. And we...
That's where a person who's kidnapped sort of falls for their kidnapper.
Falls in love with their... apparently it's a real life thing.
Yeah.
Myself and Amelia Stewart, who plays Katie, we did a lot of research just because we're like, well, we're going to be doing this kidnapping story. This is mental. Let's do some research. And we just looked up. You know, people say, oh, this went on too long and stuff. There's a case, I think it was Austria, Natasha Kampusch, and she was kidnapped when she was like 10 years of age by a guy called Wolfgang. I can't remember his name. But he was a really well-respected sort of engineer, highly intelligent and a lovely guy to people. And really, for about 2 years, he created this secret basement in his house and kidnapped her for 9 years. They had a baby together and everything. So, you know, this weird stuff actually happens.
So, were you born when Fair City was broadcast first?
Yeah, I would have been two.
Right.
So what is it? 30, I'm 32. Yeah. So, but it was a huge thing. And my grandmother, Mary Shawn, my God, she loved it. She wouldn't miss an episode of Fair City. And she'd watch it with everyone in the room and that was it. But then later on, she'd record it on the old VCRs and just in case she missed it.
Right,
as well,
right.
You know?
Just go back.
Which is great because it's mad because you see the familiar faces like, you know, Tony Tormey who plays Paul. And then, you know, you're on set with him and stuff like, my God, you know, he's been in it since the very first episode.
Okay, I'm going to try it. The 30 Years of Fair City, it's free with the Herald today, right? And they have a quiz at the back. True or false?
Right, are you for real?
False?
I'm going to lose my job on this, aren't I? Okay, true or false?
Niamh fell for Michael before Marcus.
Before Niamh, she did, yeah.
True is correct, yes. Yeah. True or false? Leo Dowling used to be a gigolo.
In real life or...
No, in the plot. In the
Dave,
plot.
I'm sorry, I'm only joking. No, false.
False is correct.
Okay,
we do give you one more. True or false, Bella Doyle is the longest serving actor in Fair City.
False.
Yeah, who is?
It would be Tony Tormey or...
Yeah, Paul Brennan. Yeah, Paul Brennan is. Paul Brennan. Well, we're on Paul Brennan. Just one more question six.
How many women have he...
No, that's not it. It's similar, though. In related news, how many children is Paul Brennan responsible for? Bonus point if you can chronicle them in order of birth.
Oh, God, I wouldn't be able to.
How many
I can
children?
I can only think of three at the moment. I can think of Rachel, I can think of Oisin, and then I can think of little Ruth. That's all I can think of.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So,
you've got three out of four, which isn't bad going. Okay. Callum is the other one.
Callum. Okay.
Callum would be the eldest.
Yeah.
So it's Callum, Oisin, Rachel and Ruthie.
Well, that's
in
not
that
bad, is it?
Lord. That's good. That's good. Yeah. You can bring that away and test this when you go back. Other things, of course, Dancing with the Stars are going on tour and you're in the INEC in Killarney the first weekend in November.
Yeah, the first and second of November. And I can't wait. It's going to be great. That's a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to do Dancing with the Stars. And honestly, we were sitting here in this very studio the day after the final, and I kind of spoke about it as if that's it, you know, hang up the dancing boots. It was brilliant. Did it for 5-6 months. Never thought I'd be able to do it again. And it was when I was being interviewed by you and myself and Brian and Anna Geary.
Brian Redmond, yeah.
You had brought up a tour, which I never heard about. And there and then I just said to Brian, listen, if you're not in, you can't win. Any chance of getting me on that tour? And he goes, well, you know, we haven't made up our minds yet and stuff like that. We have to go to the drawing board. And
does he talk about that?
Yeah, Tony, doesn't he? And but no, I'm really, really excited. And, you know, it gives us a chance to dance again with Mairead and John and Karen and Jake, Ryan and Talia and Cleona and
brilliant.
Robert.
It's great to have Johnny back. What a great actor. Love him to bits, says Mary.
Thanks, Mum.
My late mother Maureen passed away in 2015, age 94. She watched Fair City religiously. Myself and my wife Eileen have never watched it, but in my mum's latter years, we had to pretend we did as she constantly asked, do you watch Fair City? Now, anytime we hear the theme tune, we jokingly ask each other, do you watch Fair City? So
brilliant.
While not avid fans, it still brings us happy memories. Happy birthday, Fair City. That's Ray and Eileen Flood. Now Amelia is still, and you've to go back as well. And how are you going to celebrate the 30 years? You're obviously going to watch it tonight, an hour long special featuring you in a big way.
I'm nervous. I'm really nervous. I'll probably watch it on my own if I'm honest. My mum will probably want me to go in and watch it with her, but I don't know. It's just because there is such a build up to it, and it's weird because, like, with the kidnapping story beforehand, you know it was going. This is my first time back in 2.5 years.
And here's the thing: people may not know that. Kieran Holloway is your fourth character in Fair City.
yeah, it's actually true, yeah.
It's the brilliant world of soap opera.
Oh, that's
so
true.
go on. So you were...
Okay, so I was 15 and I had an audition for Fair City to play a youth. So I went in and it was with Aisling Doyle, who plays Carol, and Jim Bartley, who plays Bella Doyle. And it was three lines. I remember I practiced them over and over again. I went in and then...
Can you remember them?
Back. No. Just a bit of whiskey there, please, love, or something like that, and throw a few cloves into it as well. You never forget your first lines. And then the second one, it was Breener. It was a bully who was in it for about, I'd say about 6-7 episodes. And then I came back to play a character who was in it for a while, just under, I'd say about 10 months, Kurt Whelan, who was a footballer, and he got trials for Man United. And then I thought I was done. And then I just went in and they'd asked would I be interested in doing it. And I said, right.
So you must hold the record then for the actor who's done most roles in Fair City over the years.
I'd say most scenes as well. I know I have the most scenes out of everyone.
Have you?
Yeah, 56 in 4 days, which was crazy. And that was the climax of the case.
Of the kidnapping.
Just because
in
he
the
was
box.
Living so many different lives and stuff like that. And it was probably the most toughest week of my life. But look, I love it. And I feel very lucky and very blessed to be a part of this whole kind of 30-year anniversary. I think what Artie you've done with the promos, I think
brilliant.
It looks great.
Yes,
I think it looks brilliant.
Yeah.
And, you know, I had so many people guessing and stuff. And, you know, you're always going to get negative comments and stuff like that. But the majority of them have been really, really positive. And I'm just really, really blessed. And just very bloody nervous about tonight's episode.
Right, hour-long episode tonight.
Will you watch it, Ray?
30 years. I will watch it.
Good man.
We can break and then go into... Okay. Right, Johnny, great to see you.
Thank you so much. Always a pleasure.
Good luck with tonight. And good luck with Kieran coming back. And good luck with the Dancing with the Stars tour. And good luck with everything else. And is Copperface Jack's the Musical, is that going to come back again?
I think so.
Another successful run.
Yeah, well, hopefully. I mean, we're 2 years running now and fingers crossed. It has the potential to come back. Do you know what? And that's why I just need, because an awful lot of the things, if Kerry had have won on Saturday, I think that would have ruined Copperface Jack's the Musical because we'd have to change much dialogue. So I think for another 5 years at least, anyway.
Yeah, highly recommend it from here when it does come back.
Thanks,
Johnny, good to see you. Thanks very much.
Thank you.
The Ray Darcy Show on RTE Radio 1.